Far-left website Jezebel paid Etsy witches to curse Charlie Kirk just 2 days before his assassination. By Catherine Hamilton on September 10, 2025. Far-left feminist online rag Jezebel published a story bragging about paying Etsy witches to curse Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, just 2 days before he was assassinated. The website still has the article posted on its website, but the reporter's name has been removed. Social media engagement has been limited, and an editor's note has been added condemning the slaying of 31-year-old Kirk, who died after being shot at an event at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. The article details how a reporter paid witches through Etsy to curse Kirk, a conservative firebrand and devout follower of Jesus Christ. The reporter paid for multiple curses, like the Make Everyone Hate Him curse and the powerful hex spell. Are you interested in punishing Kirk for the years of regressive rhetoric he's shouted at America's youth and anyone within earshot? The heinous article reads. Here at Jezebel, we're about to find out if there's a spell for that. Now, is it ethical to curse a man I've never met? Probably not. But is it unethical to let him keep talking? Yes. So here we are, in the gray area. To ruin his day with the collective feminist power of the Etsy coven would be my life's greatest joy, the article continues. The reporter claimed in the article that she received proof the witch had cast a curse, a burn picture of Kirk. So, did my Etsy curses work? Time will tell, the reporter said, adding that she didn't want dark forces to cause him harm. The forces move in mysterious ways, and as the priestess reminded me, spell work is a collaboration between the caster, the client, and the universe itself. For now, we can only trust in the timing of the great unknown, the reporter wrote. The bizarre article was posted on Monday. Sometime on Wednesday, editors for the website posted a note to the top of the article saying, "This story was published on September 8. Jezebel condemns the shooting of Charlie Kirk in the strongest possible terms. We do not endorse, encourage, or excuse political violence of any kind." Separately, Kirk's pastor and friend Rob McCoy said Kirk's belief in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior allowed him to face every threat with courage because he didn't fear death. My friend Charlie Kirk was murdered today by a coward. His life will be remembered for many wonderful things, said McCoy, who is co-chair of TPUSA Faith. He built it all with the power of the spoken word. He never used violence but was threatened every day with violence by those who couldn't contend with logic and truth, and now they have done to my friend what evil always does, it takes away life. Charlie did not die, however, but instead he has begun to truly live. His life was secured eternally by his Savior Jesus Christ. This truth allowed Charlie to face every threat with courage because he didn't fear death. He continued, according to a statement posted by journalist Megan Basham. All evil knows is death, and they derive power from death. Charlie lived for a life and will be remembered for this. My heart is broken for his family, his wife Erica and his two precious children, the Godspeak Calvary Chapel pastor said. Evil has not prevailed and it will not win. This is a breaking news story. Follow along here for a live update.